Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
You are in luck today. I tell you what, we've got a huge Monday podcast ready to go.
Massive.
What a
it
treat.
Is huge.
What a treat.
It is a treat to everybody. Mm. And thank you very much to welcoming yourself to this treat.
Yes.
It's a big treat. We're going to be all over the footy over the weekend. The Aussies as well. Not only just the NRL with the Titans struggling here. The Suns are going off. Also, I coached my first ever game for premiership points. We'll find out how that went. And I'm doing a spray on Are Things Better Bigger?
Depends what you're talking about.
Bigger or bigger smaller? Bigger worse?
No. Is bigger better?
I can't wait to hear that. That is awesome. Ben, you had the most amazing weekend. All weekend. What a beautiful weekend to be in baby classes. We have advice for you. Is it worth listening or not? Ellen Briggs, comedian extraordinaire, our Mullumbimby masterpiece. She will be in live in the studio. And with Married at First Sight and Winegate, shall we call it, not a glassing incident.
No. Yeah.
Who would you like to pour red wine on? That's the big question. Hey?
Take a number.
And I can't believe it's back. I'm so excited about this. Disney or Dirty?
Oh.
The best competition you will ever hear on any radio station ever. That's a big claim, but I'm sticking by it.
All right. Well, we'll see if it holds up to that massive claim on the podcast. Which starts now. Enjoy it.
This has had a rest. It needed a rest. It's fresh and it's ready to go again. Peter likes to run this competition. He's the competition master. Peter, over to you.
Yeah. Oh, no, look, I've got a couple of different libraries of movies at home. Mm-hmm. And so because I've got four children, I've got a very, very wide selection of the Disney movies.
Yes, you do.
And not myself, but after borrowing a couple of friends, that's wrong. Anyway, I haven't got any, but there's some adult movies out there that I like the name of. So we pretty much call this Disney or Dirty.
You know when he's lying because he puts his hands up like I'm unarmed? Yeah, okay. So you've got
hands
to figure out.
Hands where we can
out.
See them.
Last man standing too, so keep the calls coming on 13 27 10. We've got a Prezi for you too.
Yeah, cool. You could be heading along to The Star. We've got a double pass up for grabs for In Conversation with the Stars of The Sopranos.
Hey. Oh, really?
Yeah, May 26th at The Star, so tickettech.com, or if you're the last person standing now, you'll get that double pass.
How cool is that? Okay, so that's it. You've just got to figure out if this movie title...
And we got three. Best of three movies here.
Is Disney or Dirty? Mark in Narang. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I know you didn't know what you signed up for, but you're signed up, so...
Here we go. The first movie, Mark, we're looking for is a Disney or Dirty, and it's called... Crazy Fruits.
Oh, it definitely sounds dirty to me.
Congratulations,
hey, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes, it's a young man that falls in love with a girl and has a very difficult time about her crazy desires. Anyway,
her desires are Disney movies, ironically enough, which is very confusing.
And kiwi fruit.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is... Frankenweenie.
Disney or Dirty, Mark?
I've got to go Dirty on that one.
Sorry, Mark. No, it isn't.
Oh, it's Disney.
Yes. It's a boy's beloved dog passes away and he suddenly tries to bring the animal back through life through a powerful science experiment released in 2012. Oh. Okay, who we got now for the winner?
You're way too good at researching these, seriously. We got Richard and Kubra. All right, Richard, you get this right, you win, right? Here we go.
Right,
okay, here we go, Richard. The last one for today, The Rescuers Down Under.
Rescuers Down Under. Oh, my God. I'm going to go Dirty as well.
Sorry, Richard.
Oh, no. Okay, we've got Beck. I always get a bit concerned when it's a lovely lady. Hello, Beck.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Beck. Okay, Disney or Dirty, The Rescuers Down Under.
Oh, I'm going to go Dirty.
Well, it might not be that.
We may have just had that.
Oh, Disney.
Yeah! Yes, it's about Mrs. Bianca and Mr. Bernard. They race to Australia to save a little boy.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Ed Cavalier is joining us.
All right, and here he is. We love him. I've got a new song for you.
Oh, what a song?
What are you got a song for?
You give me Ed.
Ed.
You give me Ed. And best of all, yeah. You give me Ed.
Give me Ed.
I mean, I'm excited about it. I mean, I've lost. I don't know what actual song is that. What song is that?
The Radiators?
Yeah.
Oh, The Radiators.
I shouldn't be singing it.
No.
No. It's like an NRL video. So, guys, quick guessing game. My 18 months old son, little Arnold, beautiful little boy, he's picking up words at a rate of knots.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know if you guys, I'll just play his latest word and you guys can see if you can work out what it is. Take it away, Arnold.
Mum.
Any ideas?
Mum.
Close. Not mum. It's not mum. It's something that he loves. It's something that we've realised he's got his first ever crush on something.
Rum?
Rum. Well, he does have the Bundy Bear in his cot. Maybe that's what it is. Do you want to hear it one more time? Here we go. Have a listen. Here we go.
Almond.
How on brand is that for our house?
No.
If my wife from my fitness loving wife is on almonds, it's Emma from the Wiggles.
Oh.
He's saying Emma.
Oh,
Emma.
Crush.
Yeah, because he loves Emma from the Wiggles, right? And so there's two things going on there. My wife comes home, and the baby is constantly trying to make me look bad in front of my wife.
Right? Yeah,
He's really picked a side early here, Spide. And so my wife comes home, and he starts saying that, Emma, Emma. And I'm saying, isn't that cute? And she just stops in, and she goes, that's not cute. That means that when I go out, you just stick him in front of the Wiggles, and all he does is watch television.
You know, Ed, I think that's the perfect example, is that you could get an extra hour and a half sleep. No, seriously, if you just put the kids in a high chair in front of the Wiggles with a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Yeah, thank you. Tiff would love that. And I said to her, hang on a second. You haven't walked in and he's saying married at first sight. Like he's watching the Wiggles. He's constantly bringing me down. All right, guys, that's it. I gotta go back to dad school. Good to see ya.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Well, married at first sight.
Are you all right?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I just get a bit annoyed when they show the best bits in the promo for the last week.
Oh, you are flat, aren't you? You're not happy.
And then you kind of know all the best bits. So out of 10, Ben, what have you would have rated it?
Well, I thought it was a bit of a letdown.
This is it.
So it was filmed in January. This is the reunion when they all come back and you forget how many have been married, separated. They all turn up. Most of them turn up single.
There were so many of them. I forgot half of them were even there.
Exactly. But it came down to the main players. Jess, who had the affair on Mick with Dan. They're still together. Martha, who's known as the Kmart Kardashian.
Yeah.
The main players, they're the main mean girls with Innes. As we know, Innes, the drink-driving, foul-mouthed, crazy person.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
and fair. The hero, the new Prime Minister of Australia, as everyone's saying. She says what all of Australia is thinking. Cyclone Cyrell. Go for it, Cyrell.
You're as fake as your nose, lip and boob job. It's a shame you couldn't find a plastic surgeon that could fix your personality, because that's what's the fakest the most, honey.
Oh, she said that to Martha, who is the Kmart Kardashian, and you could tell she was storing that up ready to hit.
Yeah.
I love the way Martha said early on, no skin off my nose. I thought, yeah, there's been a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Then, Cyrell. Blood was boiling at the dinner party. She realised she'd had enough.
Okay. Those girls have been out of line throughout this experiment.
Yes.
Condoning cheating.
Yes.
And always backing up each other when they're clearly in the wrong.
I'd definitely be Cyrell if I was in that show. I would be the one holding everyone accountable. However, then Martha decides that she has had enough.
I'm going to pour my drink on her. Oh, my God, please get
Cyrell
away.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Martha! Red wine was flowing.
Yeah, because we do that.
Everyone.
We do that at every dinner party we go to.
Yeah, well, do you? Have you been to one like that? Have you? God. Look, it wasn't a glassing incident with glass, but red wine went absolutely everywhere. Martha tipped it on Cyrell's head. Cyrell threw it all over her $900 Prada dress. Mm. It was brilliant to watch.
Oh, was it cheap wine or good wine?
I'd say the way they talk and carry on after a dinner party, it's your good carafe special.
Oh, beautiful.
Your Stanley.
$7.99 a bottle.
There we go.
Buy two, get them for 10.
Out of the cask into the carafe.
The 10-litre ones. But it begs the question, if you just had the chance, not in a violent way, if you had the chance to tip a little bit of red wine on someone who was at your dinner party, who would it be?
In real life.
I'm kicking it off. In real life, if I was at a dinner party, I had a glass of red. If I said, I'm going to tip my red wine, who do you reckon it's going to be?
Paul Gallen.
Of course, Paul Gallen. Paul Gallen. I'm going to put a gallon on Paul Gallen. That's what's going to happen, Spider.
You know what? I'd do Australia a favour right now.
Mm.
Clive Palmer.
Oh.
Straight over Clive Palmer. Make Australia great again, grape by grape. And just go,
he'd love it. He'd have his mouth open.
Yeah, he would. Flip top lid.
Give us a call at 13 27 10. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Who'd you love to tip a bit of red on?
Yeah, you don't actually have to do it. I'll tell you what, we'll even give you a prize if you got the best story for
bottle
us.
Of red?
No, even better, $200.
Hey!
Barista Brothers, a seriously good coffee, a good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. So 13 27 10, who would you pour a glass of red wine up?
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Hey, the home of comedy with Bridge and Spider. Always good to have this lady joining us.
Fresh from a big weekend, absolutely slaying it in Newcastle, Miss Ellen Briggs. Yes, they're a good crowd, Newcastle.
Yeah. Can you slay in Newcastle? Yes, we did. We did. I was at the Writers Festival.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had to be all authory and, you know, put a scarf on and a beret in the day and talk about my book.
I went to a poetry society one day in Dunedoo in New South Wales.
Wow. Bush poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper bush poetry, not like bikini line poetry.
Yeah.
So, yes, I was in Newcastle and I was in the I was in a hotel, you know, and I got a really nice room, but then when I opened the curtains, the pool was right outside. And you know where you go, oh, great. And sure enough, within half an hour, there's a kid, a boy kid, in the pool going, Mum, watch me. Mum, watch me. You know, and so I sat in the hotel room and heckled him. And I was, that's a terrible backflip. Do it again. Go underwater. See how long you can hold your breath. No, keep going. Keep going. So it was quite funny. It was my kid. You know, for the first time in my life, I'm actually doing regular exercise with a personal trainer.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah.
PT.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's in a group class.
Yes. Well, it's not very personal.
No, but there's only eight of us and we're all kind of old mums. But he's a professional fighter. And, you know, so on the very first one, like a proper, you know, those guys that get in cages.
Yes.
And
kill the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
It's quite a nuggety thing, quite gorgeous. Mm. Anyway, we're introducing ourselves and he said, hi. You know, my name's Isaac. I'm a professional fighter. And then it got to me and I said, hi, my name's Ellen. I'm also a professional fighter. I've been married for 26 years. I will take you down, Isaac. Anyway, on the first day, we're doing planking, which you know, I've been doing planking for years, but it's been, you know, on my back. Anyway, so we're doing this thing called planking and he came and said, Ellen, your bum's a bit too high. Do you mind if I touch you, you know, and push it down? And I didn't mind that he touched me. Right? I actually quite liked it. You should see how high my bum is now. It's more like a downward dog now. Isaac, my bum's up again.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Yeah, it's all happening at the moment. The Quickie Pro, it's underway. They're in the water surfing. So John Florence is out there at the moment, round four. So getting towards the pointy end. They're going to pump them out over the next couple of days. Looking forward to that. Also in the Aussies, Courtney Hancock's going to join us a little later on. But 8-time world champion Shannon Eckstein, we spoke to him on Friday and he's pretty pumped up for his chances, but unfortunately just fell a fraction short after Maxie Brooks from Newport ended up taking out the win and his first
first championship. So sad way to end, but still coming second. You always want to finish on a high, but gee, you know, 10, 15 years at the top is a massive effort, especially in that, especially in that field, just dragging so much out of your body for such a long period of time.
Yeah, it's full on.
And, well, I'm a bit disappointed, a little bit emotional over the weekend. Oh. I said this on Friday. I said this on Thursday. And I stuck by it until Friday night. Don't laugh.
I reckon the Titans are a very, very good chance over there. I'm going to go with the Gold Coast Suns. I reckon they can win this against the Western Bulldogs.
So you had a couple of predictions.
I thought the Titans would win and the Gold Coast Suns will win. And, well, look, the Titans at the moment, they're in a very, very deep hole.
Oh, you were just being positive, right?
Yeah, I was. No, I actually thought they might have because they had, you know, a couple of players coming back and you thought they were a chance. But G-footy is a mental game. That little person that sits on your shoulder when you're going in, and unfortunately when that little person sits on everybody's shoulder in the team, Garth Brennan has got some work to do. And I want to try and pump them up and get as positive as we can. And we want to get, you know, we want these sides up and running and winning. But, you know, the next 4 weeks, the only chance they've probably got is the Cowboys. They could quite easily be eight losses, one win, which you just don't want. Yeah, really, really hard. But then on the other side, you've got the Gold Coast Suns who are on absolute fire at the moment. They lost the first game by a point. Mm. They've won the next two games in really close games as well. And this is their coach, Stewie Jew, after the game yesterday.
Yeah, we're proud of the efforts. I think whichever way the result went, it's important for us that we consistently competed. The main part for us is the competitiveness and fight and heart, you know, when the game's on the line.
Yeah. Get on the bandwagon. It's going to be huge. They are on fire at the moment. And they're playing four quarters of footy. So if you want to go and watch a good game of footy, they're worthwhile going for because you know they're going to have a crack. They're not going to lay down and allow the opposition to run over them. So they played Carlton this weekend. Get along there. But how exciting is this for Queensland?
Okay.
Because in the AFL, Brisbane Lions are second on the ladder. They haven't lost a game this year. Gold Coast Suns have only lost one game by a point. I reckon the grand final is going to be at Metricon.
The way
we're going at the moment, the grand final at Metricon, you've got Casey Barnes can be the entertainment. You've got Tom Tate and Borriby handing out the premiership cap. Does it get any better than that? Come on, the Suns.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
President Donald J. Trump, and what a weekend this bloke has had. He basically has called asylum seekers. He said they look like UFC fighters.
Oh.
Barack Obama's come out as to say, look, I think we need to remember to be a bit humane when we are representing
America. It's always
good
when you have to remind the president to do that.
Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Bridge and Spider Monkey. Great to talk with me again. Hey, did you guys have breakfast yet? Because the U.S. Congress is serving up piping hot subpoenas at the White House today.
We're good, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I've lost my appetite, too. Hey, before we start, Melania and I want to send Senator Pauline Hanson our very best and wish her well for a speedy recovery. Is she out of the hospital yet?
I don't think so. She went in for appendicitis. She had the tick bite on her face. She's in a world of hurt on every level, Mr. Trump.
I heard they did all kinds of tests and realized her appendix had to come out. Now she doesn't have an appendix or a heart.
agree with that. Mexican border, it's been a big topic of yours. And I'm assuming you were serious when you said that you would actually shut the border completely down if you had to.
Yes, bigly serious. The problem of illegal immigrants flooding into our country from Mexico is totally out of control, guys. Totally out of control. Right. Even here in Washington, D.C. In fact, we've had so many illegals outside the White House with dozens of leaf blowers this week, you know, doing the landscaping, that a tornado actually touched down on the South Lawn. No, for real. I needed 3 cans of hairspray just to get through it. Wow. You know what? All this talk about Mexico has got me craving a Trump Tower taco bowl. Mike Pence, get on that, will you? Make sure they load it up with lots of Mexican hummus.
You mean guacamole, sir? That's what I said, Mike.
Your wish is my command, Your Eminence.
Now, we've seen just spring break go by. First Lady Melania just come to Washington after nearly 2 weeks at Mar-a-Lago. Now, how'd you go with a good time with her away, sir?
Oh, yeah.
No, well,
Melania had such a great time on spring break. She told me her time in Florida went very quickly, like a marriage to Nicolas Cage quickly. That I can tell you. But she really deserved it. No, she really needed to take some time off from the tremendously stressful bee-besting that she's done. She has an amazing work ethic. I mean, it has to be so tough day in and day out to figure out exactly the right outfit to wear for sitting by the pool. You know, frankly, I just don't know how she does it. I really don't.
Now, we wanted to get your take on your country's former Vice President Joe Biden. I think I know we're going to go here.
Crazy
haven't
Joe.
You been going off? Several women have come forward citing inappropriate touching, which may affect whether he runs for president or not. And now one woman said Biden kissed her on the head, sniffed her hair, and made her feel uneasy, gross, and confused. What's your opinion?
Oh, I don't.
But uneasy, gross, and confused, huh? What a coincidence. My daughter Ivanka says the same thing after we kiss.
Yuck!
You know, by the way, guys, have you seen Creepy Joe and all these video clips that are circulating online?
Yes.
I mean, that guy inhales more hair than a vacuum cleaner at a barbershop. So look, he didn't do anything. He just kissed her on the back of the head. The back of her head. He needs a little help getting to first base. Look, I need to give him some pointers or else he'll be stuck in the hair-smelling zone forever. He won't even get to take her furniture shopping. So sad.
Mr. President, before we do let you go, we want to know, we know that you enjoy your golf, you play a lot of golf, but there's a new book out that says you cheat at golf.
Oh,
come on, you don't cheat. How do you respond to that?
Wait a minute, that's not true. That's fake news. Not true. For starters, I only cheat at one thing, guys, and that's marriage. Okay? And I have the ex-wives to prove it. And another thing, I play golf by Australian rules, you know that? Which means I can take as many mulligans as I want, as long as it's an odd or even numbered day of the week, and there's rain in the forecast within at least 96 hours of my tee off.
Okay, very cool.
It's true.
Radio. Okay, President Trump, as always, thank you so much for calling.
It was all your pleasure, Bridge and Spider Monkey. And for the record, Bridge, I would never smell the back of your head, ever. But I might play some footsie under the table. Believe me.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
It's always great to be joined by the superstars. Courtney Hancock, pro Iron Woman, not only that, a presenter as well, and all over the Aussies this weekend. Courtney, you're very good friends with Shannon Eckstein. To come second in his final race, was it tough?
Yeah, I know Shannon Eckstein, the goat of our sport, had his last race yesterday, and he went so close. The race was just so exciting, so emotional with him to come runner-up for his last race ever, you know, at 35. He's,
wow.
He's just absolutely incredible, and, it was a very, very emotional day yesterday for everyone.
How would you feel, though? Okay, this is, you're beating the person who everyone wants to win.
Yeah, you're going to ruin everyone's day.
But you've trained since you were 5 years of age to win this. I mean, what kind of emotion would be going through your head as the person who took it out and you know, took the rug under Shannon's feet?
I felt for the boys. It was like, I think it's super cool of them to be in Shannon's last race, to be racing, because you can see I've got this. Shannon's got such an aura, and they look up to him, but at the same time, they really want to beat him. So it was kind of a race of three, and the boy who won, Max Brooks, very popular win. He's a great guy, and it was his first win. But I thought it was super special that the other boy who was racing Shannon as well, who got third, was TJ Hendy, which is Trevor Hendy's son.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's been Shannon's idol, Trevor Hendy, so he was running out the beach with TJ's son. So I thought there was, you know, I know Shannon would have wanted the win, but I thought that was super special that he was on the podium with two boys that that he really does respect, and so it's pretty special, I thought.
Yeah, through all the different grades and, you know, the Open and the juniors, everything, it just really puts a real good vibe around the Gold Coast, doesn't it? It looked fantastic. I was in Broadbeach on Saturday night. Every restaurant was absolutely chockers. You couldn't get a seat anywhere.
Mm. how funny are we all? We've all got, you can tell we've got the rashy tan, the zinc still across our nose, the red eyes, we've got the little blonde tips at the end of everyone's hair. It's just, it's a really cool sport we do all. You know, we've got all different, you know, professional, social, boaties, beaches, Ironman, Ironwomen, it's and Masters went at the start. Went the weekend before. It's very cool.
And you've got all the parents that have been there and their surf clubbies, their clubbies from way back. Hey, I'm a bit disappointed in you fellas. You haven't even spoken about the ladies' race yet.
Oh, we've mentioned it all. It's all joined into one.
Not really. You've only spoken about the blokes.
We're the most important.
Exactly. The Aussie lasses. Let's talk about them, Courtney.
Exactly. Everyone comes down to watch the girls. Oh wow. The Ironwoman was So I was very lucky to to get the silver. Same as Shannon and one of my classmates, Georgia. She got the win. And so that was wonderful for her to get her maiden victory and for me to get runner up and almost get there. It was a very special day. So I'm very happy. A bit sore that. The voices, obviously, not as it usually would be. There was a bit of talking, a bit of singing, and whatever else last night. So, the girls are incredible. And look, I mean, it's tough racing those 18, 19, early 20-year-olds. Tell you what, I don't think they get sore. They don't slow down, and it's good to be amongst them.
Now, Courtney, before we let you go, and get a bit of well-earned rest. You are a driver of an MG. Now, we are giving away an MG in a short time. Can you tell the people who are in the running for this MG what it is like to drive, to sit in a brand new car for the very first time and drive that MG? Can you put somebody in your spot?
I actually only just gone for a week and a half, and I got a burnt orange one, and I put my pink board on the top so you can't miss me. And, I absolutely love it. It's so easy to drive, and so what I love is the roof can fit whatever you want on it. Anyone who gets it, oh, my God, that's so cool.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations on the weekend, Miss Hancock. Well done.
Thank you so much.
This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not-so-important issues.
So we've all worked it out. That bigger isn't better when it comes to big lifts. And what is it with people, females getting bigger and bigger and bigger lifts these days? It's so out of control. And I'm not talking about the mold injections. I think we all know what we're talking about. It's a worse phrase than that one, catch a Pokemon. It's going off and everyone's doing it. But why, I ask, why?
It's really weird because there's not a man I know that likes it, likes his big lips. So it's obviously women egging women on. But have a listen. This is what happens when you get big lips. You can't talk properly. Jessica from Married at First Sight is the perfect example.
All right.
Nobody wants to. I sat with the cream. I got what I wanted. I always get what I want. Who knew taking someone's husband could be so controversial?
She also said, "I'll draw you a diaphragm," so she can't speak with a lip. See,
no, they can't. And this is what's so annoying. The only time it's handy is when you're sick, and it acts for a gutter for all the goobies running into your mouth. That's the only time. I can't see another upside to it. No, because you look at they colour in bright red. It looks like a big, London double decker coming towards you, or purple. It looks like grimace. Yellow. It's a couple of bananas stuck to their face. So I don't understand why. But when you think about it. Yeah. Where is the upside? Hot weather, they expand. They're that big, they're like suction cups to a roof. Like they'd hold themselves. Their second job could be an actual sink plunger. I was thinking about this the other day. And then taking a ride in a convertible, they'd nearly slap themselves to death. Imagine that. Imagine the vibrations and put their head out the window. It'd look like a bulldog eating a wasp. But they've got to start thinking about things later on in life.
Right.
Because you've got to lay off the lip Botox and just put a little less in. Because you got to think, when you do turn 80 and you start growing a beard, you're going to look like the back end of a baboon. Give up the Botox, please.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
That is an image.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Nice looking day for the coast. 29 and sunny. The weekend was good too. Apparently.
Don't lie.
I was inside all weekend. I'm not exaggerating. It was all weekend.
Okay, so your beautiful partner, Kate, is pregnant. And
yes.
How far to go?
She's nearly 30 weeks. So
okay.
A couple of months.
And you had baby classes.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, no, it is. It really is a beautiful bonding experience. It's lovely on a gorgeous weekend. But I do want to know how much you're going to retain of this information. Actually, give us a call on 13 20 710. Join the breakfast table at any time. Our birthing class is a waste of time for your partner? Like, did your partner go along and then when it came to the birth, your partner just decided that I'm going to forget everything I was told and do it differently? Give us a call, 13 20 710.
Well, I think they are. Nothing's like the real thing. And I know you can say you've got to go there for the support, but let's be honest. I remember when I first went with my Sally, the mother of my eldest daughter, Caitlin. Times had changed when I went back with Cherie with my son Boston, because with the Sally one, there wasn't the technology around. See, when I went with Cherie, I could put some bets on during the day. And
it's all about you, isn't it?
Follow the
right. It's still all about you this day. It's amazing.
No, it's not. It's just like, you know what? It's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's tough for you going through all that pain and
what
a tough day.
We are there at the day, but the leading up into everything, I don't know.
Hang on. Did you retain any of the information at these birthing classes? Did you follow through on any of it?
Not really. The only time I did was, I made my own decision when Cherie was going to have the epidural in her back or whatever they put in the needle in the back.
Yes.
I pinched her on the arm. She said, "Oh, what'd you do that for?" And then suddenly the needle was in the back. I said, "Because now the needle's in your back and you didn't feel it."
Yeah, not the best to be jumping around because an epidural has to be exactly in the right point location or it can cause.
I did learn that yesterday.
Major paralysis. So
the doc did tell me that. At the time.
Of course.
Afterwards.
There we go. Well, we did ask around the office, are birthing classes a waste of time for your partner? Just to help you, Benny. Here we go.
The only thing that you need to know is that you are a punching bag. She'll Chinese burn you, she'll grab you, scratch you. You're going to have bruises, marks all over your body. And the epidural. She wants the epidural. Give her the goddamn epidural. They're the only things you need to know on the day.
What's your advice for Ben? Did you listen to anything in baby class, anything you used on the actual day?
Went to baby classes but used none of it post-birth because nothing prepares you for that. All I can say is hold their hand, look it deep into their eyes and don't look down until you see the head. But don't go front on.
It's just weird the way blokes talk about it compared to girls. All the guys were hanging around the office going, "Oh, did you catch it?" I mean, it's not a fish. For goodness sake, it's your child.
Yeah,
this is
ridiculous. But you do all go on size, like a fish, how big it was.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we got Cheryl in Helensville. Cheryl, are birthing classes a waste of time for your partner? Did they retain the information required to help you through?
Well, I'm a midwife, so I'm going to speak from that angle.
Right.
So I'm going to say no, they're not a waste of time because you need to change, it's not birthing classes, antenatal classes, because there's parenting stuff involved there as well. The whole thing isn't just about that one moment, the birthing moment. It's parenting stuff to learn as well, and there's not just one parent, is there?
Yes, no, thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah, Ben, you should have been excited to go there.
Hey, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Let's just check how much Ben listened. Can you just throw maybe one or two questions out to him, please?
Yeah.
When does second stage start of the labour?
I know this. Second stage is after fully dilated.
Oh!
Is that right? Is that right?
Yes.
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 Benny.
Yes.
There we go.
Safe as houses.
And there you go. Who would have thought I'd get to say fully dilated on that? The other thing I picked up on, I made a point of picking up on, is that the guys can have the gas if they really...
Cheryl,
is that correct?
Wait.
What?
I'm going to go with no on that one.
Well done.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yeah, it was a huge weekend because the AFL in junior footy kicked off over the weekend. And a part of that, I'm the under-14s Division 2 coach this year. So I'm sharing duties because I'm away a few times. But this weekend, I had to actually coach by myself.
Yeah, isn't that interesting considering Friday you're in Adelaide, you're in Melbourne today. I'm not sure where you were all across the weekend, and you were supposed to be here to coach the Sharks. We asked you, on Friday, actually, what's the best advice from one coach of the Gold Coast Suns to the other coach of the Southport Sharks of just best advice on being a good coach?
One piece of advice would be in the same state helps a fair bit. Like if you're actually there on the day for training and games, that you get your message across a little bit better.
Skyping's no good to 14-year-olds. No, I didn't have to Skype. I was there. I was there in the flesh. Yeah, I got to Burley. The game was at Burley yesterday afternoon. And look, I was really nervous. It was my first ever coaching gig. There's so much you have to do. You got to remember, they got to do a warm up and all the footies and team sheets and jumpers and white shorts and whiteboard markers and a whiteboard and water bottles and cold water.
True.
And I didn't have any ice, and it was so hot yesterday.
Peter.
And the boys go, have you got any cold water? And I said, no. You know that the body actually absorbs warmer water quicker than cold.
So you're just making up absolute, in your words, jargon.
Yeah, I had to because they wanted cold water and I didn't have cold water. But I gave them a couple of ideas and we set down a game plan, and there was one young fella, because someone's always going to forget something. And, I remember when I was playing one day, I forgot my jocks, and you can't borrow someone else's jocks.
Oh, don't be telling this.
No.
Have you eaten your breakfast? He's about to tell the jock story.
No. And I had to tape everything up with Glad Wrap. And don't worry, it worked. It worked for a couple of hours.
Hang on. That would have sweated
exactly.
Badly.
It was like a couple of sultanas and a cash at the end. But anyway, it was. Don't worry. There was a lot of sweating. But this young fella, he just forgot his shorts. So we needed white shorts, not black. So we turned the black ones inside out, and they're white shorts. And the umpire didn't even pick it up.
Oh, see, you're good at that.
That's genius.
All right.
Okay.
Actually, that's good.
Yeah. So we got through it, and well under the boys. They put in a huge, huge effort for the whole day. And Burley's always.